In coming to Psalm 91, verse 13, it then reads, Al shachal v'feten tidrok, tirmas kefir v'tanin. Tanin. Notice, upon the lion and the serpent, you will tread, you shall trample the young lion and the serpent. Al shachal, al is a preposition meaning over or on, and shachal is a noun masculine singular, lion. So we would translate this as on the lion. Vafetin, ve, or va, is the conjunction and. Fetin is a noun masculine singular, venomous serpent. So this could be translated, and the venomous serpent. Tidrok is a cow imperfect, second masculine singular from drak, meaning to tread. You will tread, it would be the rendering, followed by tirmos, which is a cow imperfect, second masculine singular from ramas, meaning to trample. So you shall tread or trample, and then followed by chafir, which is a masculine singular meaning young lion. Here is a Hebrew parallelism with a repeated ABBA pattern of parallelism, or what we would call a chiasmus pattern. Then, vetanin, the last word in the verse, ve is the conjunction, and tanin is a noun masculine singular meaning serpent. This verse then is rendered, upon the lion and the serpent you will tread, you will trample the young lion and the serpent. The lion here and the serpent are symbols of treacherous danger that will face not only the psalmist but all genuine believers. The ultimate idea of the serpent is found in Genesis 3 of Satan and the tempter, who Jesus says in John 8, referring to Satan, was a liar from the beginning. So in a spiritual sense, the deception continues from the serpent, and the injury he can afflict, which started with the fall, it continues. But the good news is that Genesis 3:15 speaks of the seed of the woman as crushing the head of the serpent. Jesus Christ on the cross gains the final victory over the serpent, and really over all, also the demonic world. Paul could say in Romans 16:20, very shortly Satan would be crushed under your feet, no doubt predicting the final return of Christ, when Satan would ultimately be defeated and cast into the lake of fire. This is fulfilled and seen then in Revelation 20:10. And this is good news, that we really have victory, which is a spiritual reality that we find through Jesus Christ, who has crushed the head of the serpent on the cross, that is Satan, and then in the resurrection. And hence we are victorious as believers over Satan and the demonic world through the death and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we continue in verse 14 of Psalm 91, it reads, Kivi hashak ba'afaletehu asagavehu ki yada shemi. And this would be translated then, for in me he has set his love, and I will therefore deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Notice, ki vi, ki is a causal conjunction rendered because, giving a causal reason here in the clause. Vi is a preposition with a first common singular pronominal suffix, in or unto me. Chashak, then, or chasak, I'm sorry, chashak is a cow perfect third masculine singular from chashak, meaning to love. followed then by va afaletehu. The va is the conjunction, and the aleph gives it away as the first common singular, meaning I. Notice the ending hu shows that we are looking at a third masculine singular pronominal suffix, meaning him. When we look at this whole word, it is a PO imperfect first person singular from a palat, and notice the chatef pathak followed by the pathak, and then the doggy or the doggish, the doubling of the lamed. Hence, we are looking at a PL stem. So we would translate it, I will deliver him. The aleph gives it away as the first common singular. And notice again that as we are looking at this, it is then followed by asagavehu, which is a PL imperfect, also first common singular from sagav, to set on high. So we render this, I will set him on high. Ki yada shemi, followed by that phrase, ki is a conjunction meaning because, and yada is a kal imperfect third masculine singular from yada, to know, followed by shemi, which is a noun masculine singular from shem, meaning name. Notice the ending e gives it away as the first common singular pronominal suffix, my. So we render it my name. As we look at the verse then, it is translated, for in me he has set his love, and I will therefore deliver him, and I will set him on high because he has known my name. As we look at the application of this verse, the Lord is giving an assurance here that because the psalmist has loved him, he has attached himself to him with love, the Lord promises that he will rescue him. The Lord, by the way, knows our name. He knows us all by name. He calls his own sheep by name in John chapter 10. As we think about the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord Jesus Christ, I am reminded of Ephesians 2, how we were dead in our trespasses and sins and separated from the Lord. But when we set our love on him by faith and attached our faith to him, he, in his great mercy, raised us and seated us in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. What a beautiful thought, that he loved us first. And when we put our faith in him and attach ourselves to his love for us, then we experience that great salvation of being quickened and seated with Christ in heavenly places. What a beautiful text in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Following on at verse 15, it reads, Yikra'enu, Yikra'eni, ve'anehu, imo anochi, v'tzara ha'chalatsehu. The achabadehu. Notice the first word, yikra'eni, is a kal imperfect third masculine singular from the verb kara, to call. Notice the ending e gives it away as a first common singular, me. So we would translate this word as he calls me. Followed then by ve'anehu. The ve is the conjunction and followed by the verb, which is a kal imperfect first common singular from ana, and means to answer. Notice the who again, ending, gives it away as a third masculine singular pronominal suffix, him. So we render this word as, I will answer him. Imo anochi follows. Imo is a preposition with the third masculine singular pronominal suffix, with him, followed then by I, anochi, the personal pronoun. We have to supply the understood verb will be. So we render it, I will be with him. Vitsara achalatsehu. Vitsara Notice the bet, in, and then sarah is a feminine singular noun meaning trouble. So in trouble, achaletsehu, I will deliver him, or I will rescue him. Notice the verb is a pl imperfect, first common singular from chalatz. It means to rescue. The aleph again gives it away as a first common singular. And the hu suffix, again, is the third masculine singular pronominal suffix. So the psalmist, referring to the Lord, says that I will rescue him in trouble. Va'achavadehu. Notice the va is the conjunction again, and again we're looking at a first common singular with the aleph, followed by the hu in the suffix, a third masculine singular pronominal suffix, him. And again, it is, this verb is a pl imperfect, first common singular from kavad, to honor. Notice here, there is a composite shava under the pathak and doubling of the middle radical in the bait. So we have the composite shava, or excuse me, the chatef pathak, followed by another pathak, which gives it away as a pl, along with the doubling of the bait. So the rendering of this verse would be, he will call me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and I will honor him. What a great assurance of the Lord's answer in time of trouble, and how he will rescue us and bring us to honor. The Apostle Paul speaks, as he was in prison, of the fact that everyone had left him. But he says, the Lord stood beside me and strengthened me, in 2 Peter 4:17. He then goes on to say, the Lord will rescue me, verse 18, from every evil work, and will save me into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. What a beautiful text that Paul, thinking about the Lord's rescue, applies this thought, telling how the Lord would deliver him from every evil and save him into his eternal kingdom and bring a reward to him. Earlier in this same chapter, Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me in that day, and not to me only, but to all those who have loved his appearing, in 2 Timothy 4:8. The good news is that when we call upon the Lord, he will not only answer us in time of trouble and be with us, but deliver us and bring us ultimately into that same eternal blessing that we find in his final eternal blessed kingdom. Then as we come to verse 16, the psalmist writes, Orek yamim as bi'ehu ve'ar'ehu bi'shu'ati. And we would translate this, with length of days I will satisfy him and I will make him to see my salvation. Orek yamim is rendered length of days. Notice orek is a noun, masculine singular, meaning length. It's in construct here with yamim, which is a noun, masculine singular, rendered days. So we render it with length of days, as bi'ehu. Notice the aleph again gives it away as a first common singular, I, in the prefix. The hu again shows a third masculine singular pronominal suffix, him. The stem here is a hifil imperfect, first common singular from sabah, meaning to satisfy. So we would render this, I will satisfy him. Notice the pathak followed by the hirik yod, the ai vowel pattern, gives it away as a hifil stem here. And then we have the phrase, v'arehu bishuati, arehu. the vet here, again, is the conjunction an. Notice the prefix aleph gives it away as a first common singular, and the ending hu, again, third masculine singular, pronominal suffix. This verb is, again, a hifil imperfect, first common singular from ra'ah, to show. The hay of ra'ah has elided, and so the hay that appears is the part of the personal pronoun he in the hu. So we would translate this word as I will show him. Bishuati, bi is a preposition meaning in, followed by the noun, a feminine singular, from Yeshua, meaning my salvation. And the ending e is a first common singular, pronominal suffix, my. So this word is in construct with the e, the pronominal suffix, my. We would translate this then as my salvation. So this verse, in its final rendering, would be, with length of days I will satisfy him, and I will make him to see my salvation. The psalmist is promised long life, and the Lord will show him his deliverance in this life and in all that he would go through. As we look at this in terms of the New Testament and the Lord Jesus Christ, he delivers us not only in this life because of his death and resurrection, but ultimately he will bring us into a final deliverance in the new heaven and new earth. Revelation 21:3 tells us that his dwelling will be with us and he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. We will see our salvation then in a new heaven and a new earth. We will see our Savior, and he will bring us into the ceaseless ages of eternity, where there will be no more death, no more sorrow, pain, or sadness, for all these things will have passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. I am reminded of the great hymn by Charles Wesley, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Love, amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?" This beautiful hymn by John Wesley is like another hymn by Edward Perronet that reads, "As we think of the great deliverance that the Lord brings us and the eternal life that we have in him, we can only sing with this great hymn as well, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all."